Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
I'm not entirely convinced we're going to be able to have commentary of the next race because everyone's just going to have gone absolutely crazy during that. Now, Ben Vice has been set a challenge during the next race. He has been challenged to see if he can fit in any cheeky Girls Aloud lyrics into his introduction. We'll see how well he does. Ben Vice joins us now. Hello, Ben.
Yes, Chris. Well, it's no good advice that I was given. That's the one-minute cannon, though, and I'm going to go down the division here. This is the W1, so we've got Downing W1 leading, Emma W1, first and third W1, Jesus W1, Pembroke W1, Christ W1, Clare W1, Keys W1, Newham W1, Queens W1, St Cat's W1, LMBC W1, Tithall W1, Kings W1, Peterhouse W1. Keane, Magdalen W1, Murray Eds W1 and Churchill W1 are the sandwich boat. I'm going to throw now over to Pete Gallimore while I prepare my Girls Aloud lyrics. Pete, what's going on at first post corner?
Yeah, good luck with that, Ben. So the cannon sod race has just backed off. During the last break, I was actually talking to the guy who sets off the cannon, so you'll be able to hear that later on, Cam FM. But I can see the boats being pushed out into the river now, so it's not going to be long at all before we're in the way. A solitary photographer, and that's about it on my part of the course, but it sounds like from Ben it's been very busy around the grassy. So we've just had the cannon start the race. We've got Downing, Emma and first and third who have all rowed over yesterday. They're heading us up and they're coming towards me now. Downing looking very smooth and they already look like they're opening a slight gap up on Emma. Probably up to about two-thirds there. The wind's picking up. We've got a quite sort of cross breeze, so the rows will have to deal with that. Downing just rode past me now, looking very smooth. Probably already opened up to three lengths, something like that. And that should start coming into sight for Ben soon. But we've got Emma W1 rowing past us now, looking very smooth. Probably first and third, about two lengths behind them, but being caught quickly by Jesus, who bumped Pembroke yesterday. So Jesus probably only a length behind first and third, and that's probably the closest we've seen to a bump so far. Behind them and far, far behind them is Pembroke, who have bumped yesterday. There's probably, I would say, five lengths between Pembroke and Jesus, but catching them quickly are Christ, who bumped yesterday as well. So less than a length between Christ and Pembroke. Pembroke already looking a bit tired. Ben, can you see anything?
Yeah, well, I can see Downing coming past me. I mean, they are really rowing machines, feeding my fantasy this bump, looking absolutely solid. You know, really, they lead this. Yeah, they gained the headship so spectacularly in living memory. That was a really special moment, I think, on Cam FM. Yeah, the way that they walk, the way that they talk in college is really buoyed by the confidence they get from knowing that they are the biggest and best rowers on the river, at least in the women's division. They are rowing like clockwork. They're solid, they're powerful, they're graceful. Everything's perfect. Everything's beautifully set.
Ben.
Strokes is just the right length. Sorry, Pete, I'll stop going off about Downing. Off you go.
I really hate to interrupt you. Claire W1 has gone past me. The clock today was not wearing the Pikachu hat that she was yesterday. He's somewhat behind them, and it looks like who's going past me now. St. Cat are quickly catching Queen's W1. Probably down half a length. Over to them.
It's crazy here. It's absolutely mental. Emma W1 have overlap with first and third W1, who now have overlap with Jesus. It's carnage. Three-way bumps. Who's going to bump whom? But we're having people pulling over now because Pembroke W1 have just been bumped by Christ W1, but they're going to need to clear the river quickly because Clare W1 are going to tear into the back of them. Keys W1 gaining overlap on Clare W1, but being chased by Newham W1 with Queens and LMBC and Cats in the distance. It's mental. Oh, and Claire are going through the Scylla and Charybdis made by Christ and Pembroke. But there is overlap, and this is definitely going to be a bump. There's a concession. Keys W1 bumping Claire W1. Excellent. Brilliant. Now over to Steph. What's going on at first post corner?
I can hear boats, but I can't see them just yet. Just round the corner. Downing are now coming into sight. They look very, very comfortable, actually. There's no boats right behind them just now.
Can we have back over to Pete, please? Let's have back to Pete.
Okay, so Trinity's all kings and P-Tags have all gone past me, but Murray Edwards and Audley are pulled over on the bank. I'm going to call a bump by Murray Edwards W1, who bumped up yesterday. They bumped against Bay. They caught Audley, and it leaves Churchill with a long throw over. So Churchill with a big fire in the hair again. Got nothing to do. Back to Steph.
We've got a huge tussle here between Emma and first and third. First and third are right behind them, almost touching. Yeah, she's conceded. Yeah, Emma just conceded to first and third. Jesus is right behind them as well. It's a bit chaotic here because Jesus has gone on the inside of the bank. They can't get past first and third and Emma, who has just bumped. I'm not quite sure what that all means for Jesus at this point.
Earlier, we saw LMDC and it's being hotly pursued by Cats. There was almost overlap. Kits and Cats being hotly pursued by LMDC. No overlap there. What's really the story is King W1 most certainly going to catch Pit Hall W1 by the time they get to you. Peterhouse W1 now, unfortunately, several boat lengths behind that melee. They are looking for the long row over. At least there's not a strong current. The water is running in the right direction, thankfully. Steph, what's going on near you?
Well, first set of bumps, Emma. Jesus has now pulled over to the other side of the river. I assume this will be a row over for them, but we have to confirm that at the end of the race.
While we get something out, just to confirm, anyone who may have heard, the Keys Cox almost hit by a blade from Newnham W1. Keys didn't come over quite as quickly as they could have done. Newnham came very, very close to them rowing round and almost hit the Cox in the face with a blade. He's looking fine, though, and they're just attaching the foliage now. So no panic, they're all doing fine. And Churchill, just the sandwich boat, have just rowed past me. What's going on near you, Steph?
Cats are just leading up to me now. Lady Margaret are hot in pursuit of them. There's less than a boat between Lady Margaret and St. Cats at the moment. They look like pushing hard. I don't know whether they'll be able to catch them before the end of the race. Harriet, can you see anything?
I have just been passed by Downing, who have just been storming ahead. They're links and links in front of anyone else, and there isn't actually anyone else in sight, so I'm going to pass back to you, sir.
Well, I'm following St. Cats and Lady Margaret around the different corner because there's quite a tussle going on there. The, LMBC are in a hair stretch of the cat boat. I think they may catch them, but we'll have to see when they get down the long reach.
Yes, so we'll have to wait to see what happens with the long reach. We're waiting for the boats to catch up with Harriet. So it's looking like a pretty hectic division. Pete, what's going on near you?
Okay, so all the boats are past me now. I've seen Murray Edwards selecting their front lead, but they've gone for the second day of the session. But I was just wondering about what the best boat name you've seen today was, because the Queen's boat is called the Duchess of Cambridge, so that's obviously a new one, and the Murray Edwards favourite, who have just bumped, is Oxford. So be looking out for those tomorrow.
Yes, I'm a huge, huge fan. Harriet, what's going on near you?
I've just seen St. Cats and Lady Margaret come into view, and St. Cats have just actually conceded. So that means Lady Margaret has bumped over Cats, and so they're pulling over to the side and leaving the base for what looks like Peterhouse to come through. I'm going to pass over to Jess to confirm that.
It doesn't sound like we've got Steph on the line, but that must mean then that Trinity Hall and Kings have bumped out, if you can't see them coming round, Harriet.
Steph here. No, Trinity Steph. Hall and Kings didn't make it as far as Ditton Corner. Peterhouse are the next boat to pass me.
So I think we can go for a rundown then of what we've called so far. So Downing W1, the rowing machines, feeding my fantasy in this W1 division row over. They are absolutely spectacular, and you'd have to fancy them for blades and for the boat burning come Saturday evening. Emma W1 were bumped by first and third W1. They're going to absolutely love that. First and third W1, of course, supporting Cam FM all the way through our wet record breaking marathon. So maybe play them some moves like Sagger just to celebrate. Studio, keep note. Jesus W1 row over. Pembroke W1 bumped by Christ W1. Clare W1 bumped by Keys W1. At Newnham W1, Queens W1 both row over, we think. The Cats W1 were bumped by LMBC W1. Tit Hall W1 bumped by Kings W1. Peterhouse W1 row over. Morton W1 were bumped by Murray Ed W1. Congratulations, Ox Octopussy, what a boat, what a cox, what a crew. And Churchill W1 in the pink, row over. They remain the sandwich boat and then have to defend their title back in the W2 tomorrow. But now, back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Ben. And that was some quite classic Girls Aloud lyric working into the commentary there.
Back to you in the studio.
Did you think you did well with your Girls Aloud lyrics adding in, Ben?
Well, I think I did. You know, I'd just like to, before I hand back to you properly, I'd quite like to give a big shout out to all the coxes who have a very difficult job around this very bendy course, but they've remained, you know, they are the ones who call the shots now. Well done, coxes. Back to you in the studio.
All right, thanks, Ben.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
Release the beaver. Release the beaver! And now we will release the beaver. I don't know if that's offensive or not. Harriet's on the line with our results update. Hi, Harriet.
Hi there. I've got the results for W1. It took a while because the results were pretty much as we called it, but there was a slight controversy, which I'll explain when I get there. All right, the rundown. Downing rode over, very strong in front. And then the first and third bumped Emmanuel W1. Jesus W1 rode over, as did, and Christ W1 bumped Pembroke W1. Keys W1 bumped Claire W1, and then Newnham rode over. And then we thought that Queens had rode over and Lady Margaret had bumped St. Cats, but for some reason there was some kind of impediment upon the course, and so the three boats, that's Queens W1, St. Cats W1, and Lady Margaret W1, and there's going to be a re-row tomorrow at 1:15 for those three boats. And then Kings W1 bumped Tit Hall W1, Peterhouse W1 rode over, Murray Edward W1 bumped Magdalen W1, and then the sandwich boat Churchill W1 rode over at the end.
This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.